Morning, Grace.
Hi, buddy.
How's your weekend?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Hey, wonder if you could help me out with some menu planning here for a little nectarine I got coming over Wednesday night.
All right. Is this the first time she's ever been over?
Yeah. First time over the house. We've been out a few times, but...
Have you closed on the account yet?
The account's still open. The account was under heavy scrutiny the other night.
But yet you have yet... You have yet to close on the account.
I had to call in for my balance, you know.
I understand. By heavy scrutiny, you mean you looked over the balance sheet.
Balance sheet looks good. We've got we're liquid. We're fully functional on the financial scene.
But yet you haven't really signed on the dotted line.
The dotted line is still open.
Do you anticipate closing this Wednesday night?
Very much so. Very much so. And I was interested in perhaps, just perhaps, in your rather extensive past, you could provide me with a little menu advice.
All right, sure, buddy. Let me tell you chapter 47 of the Grease Man Seduction Techniques. Yes. When you use my style, Hobble de Gaulle's a foregone conclusion. Before you even get to the food, I think you should greet her at the door if you're going to make it a home game. And something light-fitting. If you don't have a smoking jacket, I highly recommend. Because that way... That way you're wearing the barest minimum of clothing. Many's the good session of Hobbit the Gaggery's been ruined by some clam trying to get his shoes untied. You ever have that happen? You know, you are home free. She's willing and wanton and you can't get your wingtips off. You know, and you're rutting and you're trying to kiss her and untie them at the same time. Have you ever done that? And you're trying to kick them and finally just say the heck with it. You peel them off with knots in them. I mean, a thing like that can cause momentary lapse in hydraulic power. You got a smoking jacket, you can then wear slippers. And, of course, you don't have to wear anything under the smoking jacket. So if it looks like there is green light, bam, you're naked in about 5 seconds, you know? I mean, it's just an important thing. Don't wear anything complicated, you know? Something that's really hard, you know, suspenders or something. Hey, come on. You got to have something you can bail out. And don't wear socks, see, high socks. Those kind of go way up over your calf, up to your knee. Because, you know, you may have to stop for some reason in mid-hubble de gaggery and you look ridiculous walking across the room with those big socks on and nothing else. Now, the food? The food should be ready-prepared stuff, unless you're a gourmet cook. There are a number of gourmet shops in town that provide, brajole, wrapped flank steak already stuffed with cheese, or chicken breasts already hollowed out and stuffed with goodies. That way you don't have to be jacking with it in the kitchen. You might stand there and make the salad together. Oh, can I do anything? You know, they always say, can I do anything? Yeah, you can peel the carrots. You know, and then you stand there, you drink some wine, you eat some cheese, you do a little kissing. And, you know, you can kind of warm up to the evening by nudging against each other. Excuse me, got to get around you to the refrigerator. You grab it. You know what I'm saying? The kitchen preparation can oftentimes be likened to the mating dance of two swans as they circle each other, as they lunge and parry, and get ready for the final thrust. And, you know, don't look at it as if there's going to be Hobbit the guy. Look at it as when there's going to be Hobbit. So many guys are so iffy that that's the reason you end up coming home at night with nothing more than another $40 bill on your Visa or MasterCard. Don't look at it as if... Look at it as when. It is a foregone conclusion. There will be Hobbit the Gaggery. It's just a question of where. Will you close in the parking lot? Will you close in the corridor? Will you close in the apartment? Will you close at your apartment? When? Be positive, for crying out loud. I can tell in the first... When I'm saying pleased to meet you, I can tell if there's going to be Hobbit the Gaggery. I mean, you develop a very keen sense. And if you know right away it's going to be like a 3 or 4 date deal, the heck with it, unless you're into spending money, you know? Unless, you know, you find a personality so enthralling that it's worth it to you. But come on, right here with that, you know? Give me a break. There's only one warning I give you if you're going to do a home game. Sometimes things go better than you thought. And there you are, reaching around there, you know, making a salad, putting something in the oven, and right away, her arms are on you, her lips are on you, and you're going to take her right there in the kitchen. You're going to take her right there in the kitchen. One word of advice. If there's perspiration, if it's a warm night, and you take her there in the kitchen, keep a spatula handy, because when you're done, you'll need it to pry her tuckus off the floor.
Sure, he's crazy, but you're the one listening to the Grease Man on DC 101.